Lesson 14. 本课词汇
Marathon.
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 BC.
BC.
Greek.
Greek.
Victory.
Victory.
Win victory.
Win victory.
Persian.
Persian.
Athens.
Athens.
Phaedipids.
Phaedipids.
Messenger.
Messenger.
So that.
So that.
Possible.
Possible.
As soon as possible.
As soon as possible.
Reach.
Reach.
Die.
Die.
Olympic.
Olympic.
The Olympic Games.
The Olympic Games.
Take place.
Take place. 操练部分词汇
Retail,
retail,
retold,
retold,
recite,
recite,
clock,
clock,
tonight,
tonight,
key,
key,
accident,
accident,
meter,
Meter.
Suppose.
Suppose. Text. Marathon.
In 490 BC, at Marathon, the Greeks won a victory over the Persians. Marathon was a small town. It was about 40 kilometers from Athens.Phaedipids was the messenger. He had to tell the people in Athens about the great victory. Phaedipids ran to Athens with the news. He ran as fast as he could so that the people in Athens could learn the good news as soon as possible. The run was long and hard, but he kept running.He reached Athens at last and told the people there the good news. But Phaedipids was so tired after the run that he fell on the ground and died. In 1896, the first of the modern Olympic Games were held in Athens. The marathon took placeAnd now it takes place in many cities all over the world every year.
Drills. 3. Listen and complete. First reading.
3 men came to New York for a holiday. They went to a very large hotel and took a room on the 45th floor. In the evening,The 3 men went to see a movie and came back very late. I'm sorry, said the clerk of the hotel, but our lifts are not working tonight. If you do not want to walk up to your room, we shall make beds for you in the hall. Oh, no, thank you, said one of the 3 men. We shall walk up to our room. Now, they began to walk up.On the way, each of them told some funny stories, so that the long way became shorter to them. When they came to the 34th floor, they were so tired that they decided to have a rest. Suddenly, one of them cried out, "My goodness! We left the key to our room in the hall!"
Second reading.
Three men came to New York for a holiday. They went to a very large hotel and took a room on the 45th floor. In the evening, the three men went to see a movie and came back very late. "I'm sorry," said the clerk of the hotel, "but our lifts are not working tonight. If you do not want to walk up to your room, we shall make beds for you in the hall." "Oh, no, thank you," said one of the three men. "We shall walk up to our room." Now, they began to walk up. On the way, each of them told some funny stories, so that the long way became shorter to them. When they came to the 34th floor, they were so tired that they decided to have a rest. Suddenly, one of them cried out, "My goodness! We left the key to our room in the hall."
Final reading.
Three men came to New York for a holiday. They went to a very large hotel and took a room on the 45th floor. In the evening, the three men went to see a movie and came back very late. "I'm sorry," said the clerk of the hotel, "but our lifts are not working tonight. If you do not want to walk up to your room, we shall make beds for you in the hall." "Oh, no, thank you," said one of the three men. "We shall walk up to our room." Now, they began to walk up. On the way, each of them told some funny stories, so that the long way became shorter to them. When they came to the 34th floor, they were so tired that they decided to have a rest. Suddenly, one of them cried out, "My goodness! We left the key to our room in the hall."
A children's rhyme.
If all the seas were one sea. If all the seas were one sea, what a great sea it would be. If all the trees were one tree, what a great tree it would be. If all the axes were one axe, what a great axe it would be. And if all the men were one man, what a great man that would be. And if the great man took the great axe and cut down the great tree and let it fall into the great sea, what a splish splash there would be.